The Great American Road Trip is making a comeback this summer. According to a survey by the Travel Industry Association of America, more and more vacationers are opting to hit the road instead of flying off to foreign lands, in large part, they say, because they feel it's safer to stay close to home. But travel commentator Christopher Elliott questions that assumption and wonders if there really is such a thing as a safe vacation.
The idea that getting behind the wheel of a car is less dangerous than flying is, of course, patently absurd. Last year, 42,850 people were killed in car accidents in the United States. How many people died in commercial airline accidents? None. But the truly insidious thought is that there's a safe place to vacation this summer, a world away from orange alerts and monkeypox outbreaks. And that place just happens to be conveniently located a short distance from home. No passport required. Is closer safer? Hardly. Listen to what people outside the U.S. say about traveling here. A British government website advises its citizens to, quote, be alert to the dangers of car and street crime in cities, end quote, and warns of an increased threat of terrorist incidents. The Canadian government cautions that racial tensions and poverty in the United States can occasionally prompt riots. Strong words from our neighbors to the north. But surely, vacationing here isn't as fraught with danger as visiting places such as Algeria or Bali, is it? Not necessarily. Back in the early 1990s, tourists were used for target practice in Florida. And just last year, a couple from Virginia vacationing in Ocean City, Maryland, was shot, dismembered, and dumped into a Delaware landfill. The point isn't that taking a road trip could kill you, even though technically it could. It's that no vacation is completely safe. The domestic travel industry is exploiting our fears of terrorism, anti-American sentiment, and infectious diseases to promote America's beaches, amusement parks, and resorts. Stay close to home, drive there, and you won't have to worry about a thing, we're told. But travel, any kind of travel, is inherently risky. In fact, if there ever were a time to vacation abroad, it's now. Airfares are low, and there's no evidence that traveling overseas to some of the more popular destinations frequented by Americans is any more hazardous than staying closer to home. More importantly, visiting another culture at a time when Americans are misunderstood by so much of the rest of the world is an opportunity to build bridges. So this summer, maybe we're better off not following the herd of motorists onto a gridlocked highway and instead making a less conventional getaway. It's a lot safer than you think.
Christopher Elliott is Ombudsman for National Geographic Traveler magazine.